There was one time I was coming out of Mozambique, we're in this little plane, four of us, and we got caught in a thunderstorm, and the pilot said, "Sorry guys, we're not going to make it, we're going to go down." Got out the video camera and looked down to the lens and said goodbye to my family. And oh man, that makes you think about living and dying.
This is Messages of Hope, and you're with Richard and Celia. Death is not a topic that we talk about over a barbecue. Most of us don't talk about death until it's on our doorstep. Today we're talking with Jonathan Crowsey about why we don't need to be afraid to have those conversations.
Death is something we don't really talk about. About 18 months ago, my father was dying and the family was gathered around, but I found it really difficult to talk about what was happening. Jonathan, you've written about your mum's passing away. Did you find it difficult to talk about at the time?
It's interesting. When my mum was dying of cancer, it was like she knew what was going to happen and wanted to talk about it. So in her lounge room, she had a favourite chair that she would want to sit in and have people come to her and talk about life and talk about her dying. And my dad, he was only focusing on helping mum live, and he wanted her to exercise and he wanted to cook good food for her and all of those kind of things. But when I went to visit mum, she'd sit me down and say, "Right, let's talk about the funeral and let's talk about dying. Let's talk about what comes next." And that seemed to be what she needed. And for me as her son, I won't say it felt good, but it felt kind of comforting to talk about it in the open and not tuck it away.
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that she mentioned?
Well, she talked about the funeral. She picked out a whole lot of hymns before she'd even knew she was dying. But now she knew she was dying, she said, "No, they're all too sad. I want to do happy songs because I'm going to a good place and I want to celebrate my life." So everybody's got to wear bright colours. Don't let them in if they're in black or grey or anything.
Yeah.
When they carry out my coffin, I want people to applaud and clap and be excited. And when she talked about it like that, it gave us, I took a burden off, I think, that we could celebrate her life rather than grieve her death.
Yeah.
So how did it make you feel when she spoke about death?
It's confronting when it's your mum and she's talking about the end of her life and you know you're not going to have her anymore. But, you know, because I'm a Christian, I could sort of feel that joy too, knowing she's going to a better place. Because when you're a Christian, it's like you're going home, and going home is a good thing. You know, you're going to be welcomed and loved and cared for and all that sort of stuff. So that's kind of how it made me feel.
You're fortunate to have had that conversation with your mum. But what about when we don't have that time, when it's sudden?
I don't think there's any easy answers to anything. And I think the way anybody deals with grief is the right way for them. I feel like we shouldn't waste our time now. We should tell the people who we love every day that we love them. We should ring up our parent who's living interstate every second day, even if they don't put their hearing aid in and are grumpy and don't hear half of what you say.
Yeah.
Tell them that you love them and make the most of those times.
So it's kind of like the no regrets.
Yeah, exactly, the no regrets.
I remember even being brought up saying, you know, you're only a heartbeat away, no matter who we are and whatever circumstance we are. So it's almost the seize the day, seize the moment.
Death is really a part of our life, whether we like it or not. Coming up, we'll look at death in relation to our kids and having those conversations with them.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. Talking about death is scary for many people, but it makes sense to talk about these things before they happen. But is it ever too early? Should we be having these conversations with our kids?
Well, I remember when my daughter was about 7, she asked to go to the cemetery and she wanted to explore it. And she chose, it was dusk, it was a thunderstorm, it was the most spooky time you could possibly go. But she was fascinated, and there wasn't a fear of death, it was just wanting to
curiosity.
Know about it. Yeah. And it's maybe we layer on this, you should be scared of death, it's horrible kind of thing that kids don't naturally have. So maybe it's about talking young. And I reckon go to funerals, even if it's a distant relative or a friend of a friend, go to a funeral so you can be there to support the person who's lost something, and it's part of life.
It's hard, isn't it? That's one of the things I fear the most when talking about death is, now that I have children, that fear
I agree. Like, I
sometimes
can't go,
cripples me.
I can't go there. Like, if I think of, or if I see a child die, or even a sad movie about a child dying in any way, shape or form, I'm a mess. I can't even go anywhere near, my emotions won't let me, or my conscience won't let me go with actually wrestling with a conversation about death with my kids, because it's just too hard. It's like it'll break me.
But you look at it differently.
Well, I've kind of had to. My son used to ride motorbikes, and I got that phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning that every parent dreads. This is a hospital. Your son's been in an accident. And he went down there. He survived. He should have been killed. He rode into a car at 80 kilometres an hour and just went over the top. But that forced you to confront, well, what would happen if he really
doesn't
die.
Like,
and I don't know if it actually happened, how I would cope. I would like to be able to celebrate the blessing that my child has given me in the life that they've had, and focus on that rather than on the things I've missed out on or lost. Hope that's the way I would approach it. Then I burst out crying because it's so hard to deal with. But,
that is really hard. But from what you've been sharing, changing our perspective on death, while it's challenging, can also be really empowering.
Sometimes I feel like we think life is the most precious thing, and I'm not convinced that it is. I think love is more precious than life. And so if you believe that, then love can go beyond. I feel like more and more that's what I'm coming to.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if the person you love passes away, your love still exists for them, and the love you shared with them still exists. The breathing part of life is finished, but the love hasn't finished. That's bigger and stronger, and it goes on. And I guess that goes right back to thinking about God is love, and it's all encompassing and it's all big, and that's a bit to hold on to.
Coming up, we'll hear about Jonathan's mum's personal view on dying and how that was a great comfort for him.
This is Messages of Hope. We've been looking at why death is so hard to talk about, but it doesn't have to be scary. Jonathan, you've seen a lot of death in your personal life and in your work. Has it made you think about your own death in a particular way?
I have total confidence that I'm going to go to a place where I'm with Jesus and I meet my mum, and but at the same time I think about the people I leave behind, my kids, and the grief and what they have to deal with. And I think we have a real responsibility to talk to our families about our dying and our life and bring it out into the open. And I think that can give them comfort if we're not scared of what comes next.
Why do you think we don't talk about it? What is it about? You know, why do we skirt around the edges?
It's because it's so final, maybe, and because no one's got proof of what happens next. Yeah, it's a hard question. I find it good to talk about it because I'm not scared of it, and it brings it out in the open, and I want my kids not to be scared of it.
Well, what's led you to this point, to have this assurance, this strength about talking about death? What's given you the confidence to approach death in this way?
In my normal everyday work, I work in developing countries with people who face death all the time, either through conflict or through poverty or malnutrition. So I've seen death up close a lot. And what I've learned is you have sadness at the person that you've lost, but you can have confidence if you have a Christian faith that there's another life. And life is more than just the 80 years we have on this earth or the 30 years. It goes way beyond that. And glimpsing that eternity, I guess, is what gives me hope and confidence and excitement even. Life is bigger than what we can see and touch.
So how did you glimpse eternity?
What does that mean?
I feel like it comes back to love. Like, love is enduring and it's huge. You know, kids, when you have kids, they think if you have another child, is there going to be enough love to go around? But love just keeps expanding and growing. And like, I see God's love like that, just keeps expanding and growing and all encompassing. And then that filters into life as well. It's like life isn't constrained by birth and death and the things that happen to you. that love is eternal and goes beyond, and so your life goes beyond as well.
So when your mum was dying and you were talking about her death, she gave you a great image that seemed to take away the fear.
Yeah, when I sat down and talked to mum about her passing away, she said to me that, look, death is a doorway and you walk through it to another place, and that's something to be excited about. She seemed to know what was going on, because just before she passed away, Dad said the Lord's Prayer with her and maybe Psalm 23. Then Mum said, it's time to say goodbye. And it was like she knew. Then Dad went home, and that's when she passed away. Yeah, it was like, I've had this life, now it's time to go through the door into the next life, and don't hold me back from that because I'm going to a good place.
She seemed pretty accepting and pretty almost...
Yeah.
Well, very ready, didn't she, your mum?
Yeah, she never struck me as scared of dying. It was like, it's what happens, and I know where I'm going, so I don't have to be scared about it. And I guess as a Christian, that's what I want to share with people. There's more to life than this life, and there's a greater love than you can even imagine, and it's there for you. And if you have that, then you can have a confidence of where you're going, which means in your life now, you can live it to the full.
You've been listening to Messages of Hope. For more about facing death and coping with the grief it brings, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can order a free booklet. Death can seem like the end, but thankfully God offers us hope in Jesus Christ, and that death is not the end, but just like a doorway. For your free booklet on coping with grief, go to messagesofhope.org.au or call 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. I'm Richard Fox from Messages of Hope, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us again next week for another message of hope. Real hope to cope with life's challenges.